Let's tell the listeners a beautiful story about wallets. Over a year ago, I saw you carrying a wallet, and I immediately went out and bought that same wallet because I thought it was amazing.
Yes, and that wallet I saw, Jackie Tran was using it, saw it, wanted it immediately, asked him who made it, and he told me it was Andar Wallets, and it was one of the coolest wallets I've ever seen. It was nice and compact. It has the RFID protected. I mean, it was a really awesome, well-made wallet. Yeah.
It's actually great to hear. I didn't know you guys had been into these for so long.
Yeah.
So there's something strange about these wallets is that they push it to the limit and they do something different that other wallets don't do. I'm carrying this wallet right now. It's called the Turner that has this little pull tab on it. So like when I load my cards into it, I can pull this pull tab and all my cards slide out. They have this beautiful wallet that just dropped called the Pilot that has a little rotating wheel on the bottom.
I'm going to snag me one of those for sure.
That when you load your cards in, you can roll the wheel on your leg, you can flip it with your thumb, and your cards just pop out just enough to kind of grab them and pull them out. I had a Pilot, their original Pilot, a year ago.
That's the one, that hooked us.
That's the one that hooked us. And you have no idea how many people at stores when I was paying, how many people saw me flip those cards out, wanted that wallet, and wanted to find out where we got that wallet. So we contacted Andar and told them this story, and they gave us a promo code that you guys can use to get
And I want to throw in a personal discount because I'm new to the game, but for me, I'm a guy who forever has been the guy who has that wallet that is like 5 inches thick and just filled with crap.
Changed my life.
So transitioning over to the Andar wallets, and I've got the Griffin, it has literally changed everything. I couldn't even sit down with a wallet in my pocket. It was so big. So in this case, it was a matter of kind of paring down, using the different kind of slots, the RFID protection I like. I also like that the wallet has like a built-in money clip. I've always thought money clips are cool, but kind of not really practical.
Yeah.
Like you can carry your cards in one. This combines the two. So it combines a money clip, combines kind of this easy access to the your ID or to credit cards. And it's literally changed my game. I love it.
Yeah.
I haven't looked back.
It's a must for someone who wants to go from that huge
10-pound wallet
down to a front pocket wallet.
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome. And it's stylish. I know my wife, when I first got it, she was like, that's actually a really cool wallet. Like she picked up on that without me even bringing it up. So
Do you have the link in the promo code for them?
So yeah, if you guys are interested in checking out these amazing wallets, go to andarwallets.com/asteroidfactory. And the coupon code is asteroid15.
For 15% off.
Nice.
15%.
That's awesome.
Do it.
Do it.
You won't regret it.
No, you won't.
Your pockets will thank you.
Oh, look at this guy. Go to andarwallets.com/asteroidfactory. And the coupon code is asteroid15.
For 15% off.
Nice.
15%.
Hey there, guys and gals. Welcome to the first ever Candlelight Conversations.
Candlelight Conversations.
It's not what you think. But yeah, no, it's our first romp into, I guess, like an interview-based cast.
Yeah. So this is the Candlelight Conversation with a hardcore gamer. And this guy's name is Dread.
He is Dread. Yeah. But he's a really nice guy. I mean, I'm not afraid of him at all, if anything. I mean,
yeah. I was a little bit.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
We delve deep into the
hardcore gaming?
Yeah, we did dive deep into that, but we also dive deep into both of our childhood pasts and the spark that ignited the fires of our fascination with gaming and you know where it's gonna go from here. I'm talking Matrix porn, bro. I mean,
You mentioned he was a competitive gamer.
Yeah, I mean,
he is a competitive gamer.
He definitely gets in. He got in deep on a couple of titles. You know, he hit up the Fortnite. I think he did get on a team for that. I don't know if they ever got to that sponsorship level, but he was in. He put his ankle in it.
Yeah, cool. Well, this conversation's boring. Let's just get into the cast.
Mr. Dread.
What's up, man?
What's going on? So, what got you, like, in the deep end of gaming? Like, what What was the spark that ignited the passion?
For me, I would say it was losing to Cell 30 times in Dragon Ball Z Budokai 1.
Oh, shit. Nice.
You know the OG Cell. You remember how difficult he was to beat in the tournament? 30 times. I lost. I think I was like around 7 or 8, maybe.
Nice.
Somewhere around that age. I lost 30 times. Cried. I went to my cousin. I had my cousin beat the level for me, and after that, I was like, alright, I'm gonna start playing games a little bit more. My mom got me a PlayStation 1.
Nice.
Because I actually busted my head open right here.
Oh, really?
5 times in the same spot. 5 times. So she bought me a PlayStation 1. Stay in the house.
That's a good idea.
And then I started playing all the DBZ games. You know, I started out playing the classic, what was it? 007.
Oh, yeah, man.
On the, what was
on the 64?
64, yeah.
One of the best, still, to this day.
Yeah.
I know what you mean, though, yeah. For me, it was the original Metal Gear. Did you ever play it?
Yep.
So I played that whole game, like, start to finish, except... Who was it? Volcan Raven, the dude with the big chain gun?
I'm gonna be completely honest with you. That game was really hard for me.
I couldn't beat him.
I couldn't get past a lot of spots.
I gave my cousin the controller, beats the level, and then I'm like, son of a bitch. Yeah. I'm sitting there for like 12 hours trying to beat one dude. He's like, here, I'll give it a shot. And he fucking walks through the level. So yeah, I know what you mean. But yeah, that was for me. Like, I remember that game. You could like. One of the things you could do was pull out a pack of cigarettes and smoke them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this is the future of gaming. I remember that was that moment. So for you, it was Cell. Nice.
Yeah,
Budokai 1, man.
He used to give me the business. Like, he used to, even like to this day, I'll hold a grudge. Like, I was playing,
I love it, man.
Jump Force. I was playing Jump Force, and is Cell in Jump Force?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he is.
He is.
And I'm pretty sure it was like, like it's the beta form, so they like threw him in against me, and I like beat Cell down. I just kept restarting too.
Nice.
Like, I would just get him down low health and restart. Get him down low health and restart.
I know if you could, you would have spit on his corpse, man.
Oh yeah, Cell is not like I love villains, but I hate Cell.
I know he is a rough one to like, man.
Yeah,
Frieza,
I understood. You know what I'm saying? Spoiled brat.
Yeah.
Cell,
and even Boo. Boo was I mean, he was just kind of like a psychopath.
Yeah.
I mean,
he just
really,
wasn't all the way there.
Yeah.
Cell knew what he was doing.
He was a dick.
And he was just ass to everybody. Just, yeah.
So, okay. So Cell and Budokai. Izzy, everyone on the cast knows Izzy at this point. All right. So you started off there, and then, so where did you, so that you were 8-ish. When did you turn it on? Like, when was like the official, I'm going to like get good competitively and like, I'm going to start like ranking like globally.
Okay. I would say that was like, that happened after my first ACL tear in college.
Okay.
I was bedridden for 2 weeks because I literally couldn't walk because like how they did my surgery. They cut into one knee. To remove the middle third of my patellar tendon to use it as my ACL in the opposite knee. So I literally could not walk. I had to like awkwardly crutch to the bathroom in severe pain and then go back to the bed. So I was playing For Honor at that time, like around the first day. It had just came out. I was average at it and then I got bedridden and then I was like, all right. I was bedridden right after second semester of college, though. So it was like right going into the summer. I don't have anything else to do. I have no other responsibilities. I'm out to just play.
Go for it.
And then I didn't even realize I was that good. And then me and my friend, I started out playing Destiny 1 with like good chemistry.
Nice.
Like, it was just, he's the reason why I was able to do it. Like,
he was the Robin. He was your Robin, man.
He was the coldest dude. Like, we would just. Every match, we spawn in, we just separate, go and kill, like, I think we were getting, like, 25 kills a match.
Destiny 1?
No,
or
in For Honor. Yeah, For Honor.
What was the, like, I've played For Honor a couple times, but, like, what is, like, If I started playing, how many kills am I going to get? Like 4?
It depends. It really does. It depends on what character you pick.
Okay.
It depends on what character you pick and like how good you are able to understand that character. Because that game wasn't just you pick up the sticks and like you could get kills. It was more you pick up the sticks and you either understood who you were playing with,
okay,
or you didn't.
Because very class specific, like, is what you're saying.
Yeah, because you know, like most games, you put up block and it's automatic block.
Yeah.
Well, For Honor, to block, it's you have to legit take your right stick in like towards that direction.
Gotcha.
Like in the non-realistic modes, there's an indicator so you can see where the hit's coming from, but timing is still critical because literally every character has different timing. So there's like the assassins and they don't hold their guard, so they'll hold their guard for 2 seconds and then they'll drop it. And then if you're not good at timing it, you'll get hit in the face every single time you try to block.
Gotcha.
And then you got your like vanguards, they have like they're always holding their block, and the heavies, they're always holding their block. But it just depends on like you. I mean, I think you can hop on there and get 7 kills. If you're a gamer, you can hop on there and get 7 kills.
So yeah, I mean, I've played game. Well, For Honor is a little bit different, like you were saying. It's a little bit more realistic, but
yeah.
I've definitely played my fair share of like games in general.
Yeah.
But you guys were knocking out 25 kills a round.
It was crazy. We did it for 10 hours.
A day?
No, so this challenge, it was a global challenge. It was a 24-hour challenge.
And you...
So, it was... Not 24 hours. It was from 12 o'clock in the morning to 12 o'clock at night.
Jesus.
So, we woke up at 8 o'clock in the morning, started playing, got warmed up for 4 hours, then started doing the tournament... Played it. I was first in the world for 9 hours.
Holy shit, man.
Like, legit 400 kills above everyone else, even my friend. And then he took a break. I got off, ate, took a 30 to 45 minute nap, woke up, got back on. I dropped down to 5th in that time span. Stayed up until 12. So 2 more hours, I got back to 3rd. So I finished 3rd, but for like 9 hours, I was number 1.
Holy
but
shit.
But I had like, it was crazy because I legit had people from all around the world. My Xbox notifications were blowing up. I was like, what is going on? Hate mail, fan mail, it was crazy. Like, I had like 100 messages by the time the event was over. It
Damn.
Was crazy.
And this was how many years ago?
This was For Honor. So it... 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah, I'd say 2016.
Yeah, 2016. Maybe? So, like 3 years ago.
You youngin'. God damn.
Yeah.
It. That's crazy. That had to feel like a celebrity at that point. I mean,
it was crazy.
Like, getting like fan mail, hate mail, dude.
And even after that, like, the For Honor community isn't very vast. So, it was like, there's probably about.
People knew you.
I think. And my server, there were probably around like 10,000 players. But not 10,000 active players. So like active player counts, it varied depending on time of day. Like I always came across the same players when I played because it was most of the time between 7 o'clock p.m. and 7 o'clock a.m. So I was putting in a lot of hours.
Okay.
And I would always go against the sweats, the night owls. It was crazy.
The ones who were there to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I don't know why I stopped. I think I stopped playing because Fortnite came out.
Brings us to our next topic, Fortnite.
Yeah.
The addiction is real.
The addiction was super real.
Oh,
still,
God.
I still get cravings every now and then. I just played it last night, like first game, hopped onto their new arena mode.
Oh, okay.
Dropped five kills in like in the trios match with my cousin, and I just turned it off. I'm like, all right, this is too easy now. It was bad.
Listen to that. That's just confidence. That's oozing out of him, man.
And it's not even that I was like, I wasn't, there was people way better than me. But for the people, like, I would say I was better than solid 70% of the people I came across. Like, I didn't get bopped too many times. I did a bop. And especially, like, my competitive team, we were Sauce Clan.
That's the name of you guys?
Yeah, we were Sauce Clan. So, I, like, I came across them randomly. Like, one, their leader had followed me from me posting, like, just a little clip on Twitter. That's where I post all my things. But he had followed me, and then I just kept seeing him, like, disguised legit, like running on the map, like, looking up in the sky, one-shotting people out the air with a deagle.
Damn.
And I was just like, all right, let me check him out. And then I seen that he was part of the clan. I just hit him up one day, asked if I could be a part. He was like, yeah, I mean, you'd be on a B team. So they had, like, a B team, and it was just kind of like, it was just like we would get together with whoever was on the B team, like varsity sports, and we would play. You'd make clips, and to get promoted to A team, to where we were scrimming against other teams and doing like the T-Fault scrims, the Mayhem scrims, like just stuff like that. We would have to like post clips and just like kind of get some type of notoriety. But I already had like 1,000 followers on Twitter from sports anyways, and people loved me. So I already had built a little bit of following.
Nice. Why not?
From that. So people were like already watching my videos. I was getting like 1,000 views a video already. So
if any listeners would like to follow you on Twitter, what's your Twitter handle?
My Twitter handle? Oh man, I think it's RunDMC29.
That shit you don't know?
I don't know. There's like a underscore there or something somewhere.
Oh, dude. Underscore will get you, man.
It's an underscore every single time. Yeah, it is run. It's RunDMC underscore 29.
All right. And check him out. Underscore in there. Yeah. You too will fall in love with him.
Yeah. I'm an interesting character. It's not all video gaming, but it's pretty funny.
Nice. Yeah, I got to follow you. I don't do the Twitter enough. Yeah. I'm an Instagram guy, but Twitter's dope.
I don't do Instagram much at all.
No?
That's why whenever you asked me if I had an Instagram, I was like,
You know what? Me and Chewy on the cast are very heavy in an Instagram, and then Three Toes, our other guy, is like almost exclusively Twitter. Like he is woven a web on Twitter. So he knows his shit.
Okay.
So Fortnite, you were on Sauceland, and you made it to the A team, I take it?
Yeah, I got to the A team on Sauceland in 3 weeks, I would say. 3 weeks. Yeah, I played a couple games. I was dropping. Can't remember. It was J Skibbs. We got on the team at around the same time. I think he was on there like a week before me, but we grinded together. I'm talking like 4 o'clock in the afternoon to 7 o'clock in the morning grind.
Damn,
for like
man,
two weeks. Like we wanted, because we just wanted to. Fortnite is really about who you play with.
Oh yeah.
And like even though like we weren't a part of anyone like TSM or anything like that, anybody who's really making any money, it was still an amazing experience to be able to play with other good people. And like, there's nothing like not having to worry about somebody watching your back and be able to do you.
I mean, I've never played on like. I mean, like me and my buddies play Overwatch still. I mean, but your experience is dictated by your teammates.
Yeah.
And if you have 5 other players that know what the fuck they're doing, it's a rush.
Yeah.
But you get like 3 or 4 people on there that are dipshits.
Yeah.
And you're like, I might as well just throw the controller down. Like, I don't have this like in me.
It's
a good feeling now.
It's a different type of gaming. Like, and that's whenever playing with like an organ, like, and it wasn't even that we would do like wagers. So we used like the app called Players Lounge. It was a website.
Okay.
So we would go in there and we would enter to like the $400, $500 tournaments. And then like there were like $2 wagers. So at one point, me and one of like my homies, we were doing it like for like a solid week or two. Like every day I had made like $50. Lost it, but I made around $50. I lost it.
But you made it. That's the point.
Like, it was just, and it was because Fortnite's an RNG game. Like, you drop in, you can get a gray pistol or you can get a gold scar. You know?
Yep.
You don't know So a lot of it was like chance, but it was a blast, man. Like, I had a blast.
So, you got to be a fan of Apex then, right? Come on, you knew I was gonna ask.
Come on, I should have known.
Yeah, I know.
I'm gonna have a nightmare about that question. Come on. Come on.
Man. So yeah, I mean, so would you say that Fortnite was your last like romp into the like hardcore competitive gaming?
Nah. I would say I got pretty serious at Blackout. I was like Call of Duty Blackout.
Battle
Royale.
Yes.
Well, Black Ops. It was called Blackout on there.
That was a new patch, right? Or like I remember reading that in one of the Game Informers. Yeah.
It got really sweaty in that.
Did it?
I got swamp butt sweaty in that. Like, it was bad. Like.
Oh man.
But I'm waiting on. Have you seen the new Call of Duty coming out? Modern Warfare.
The remaster?
It's not remastered. It's a completely new game.
Really?
I watched a video last night on it. They were calling it, what was the words? A modern, realistic military shooter. And let me tell you.
All right, I'm going to be honest with you. Call of Duty was like my youth's like holy grail of shooters. Like, was it Black Ops 2 that I think me and my friends, I don't know if I lost.
Play?
Like, maybe World of Warcraft maybe took the most hours of my life, but Call of Duty Black Ops 2 is probably number two on that list. I mean, every day after school, it was Black Ops. Like, the gang got on.
Yep.
We did some work. But, like, once... I like Destiny because Destiny's a sci-fi shooter.
Yep.
I should be able to jump and shoot lightning out of my ass, you know? Like, that's stuff I expect. But when Call of Duty started going down that path of, like, almost hyper-realistic, like, these dudes are running at the speed of sound and they got jetpacks and shit. I'm like, I didn't sign up for this. Like, you know, and that... I actually transitioned... Did you ever play Battlefield?
Yep.
Battlefield 1...
Same.
Was my jam.
I didn't get into... Wait, Battlefield 1, is that when they threw it back to...
World War 1.
Okay, yeah, I didn't like that.
Oh, I love the bolt-action snipers and
So,
I was going nuts.
Whenever you get the chance, check out this new Call of Duty, because
Has it dropped or no?
It comes out in October.
So check... I'll check out some trailers.
It's a modern, realistic...
Good. That's the shit I want.
Black. It's not like Battlefield, and it's not like Rainbow Six. It's Call of Duty as a modern, realistic military shooter. That's what it is. I'm telling you, I think I have high hopes for it. Like, Infinity Ward is making this one.
This podcast is not sponsored by Infinity Ward.
No.
But it could be.
Possibly.
But all right, I'll give it a shot.
They're making this one, and like, dude.
Is it, when you say modern realistic shooter,
it's modern warfare.
2019?
It's like...
Or is it...
Is
it like 2025? You're not talking like 2050.
No, it's like modern day.
Okay, cool.
And there's no more of the jetpacks and this like special abilities and like the different specialists who has the bulletproof dog running around the map killing everybody and you can't kill them. Yeah, there's no more of that. It's like...
It's just guys with guns running around shooting each other?
It's insane. And it's... The mode that they, like... That there's really only... Because the multiplayer reveal is on August 1st. But they did a reveal of the two-player game mode on there. Only a four-player. So it's 2v2. It looks so fun. It's like, I think, rounds to 16 or something.
Okay.
They're trying to implement lean mechanics into Call of Duty finally, but I don't know if they're going to hit the nail right on the head with this
first time,
because the way it sounds like it's not going to be like the Siege lean mechanics. It's looking more like you have to go to a wall and press a button to interact. So, but it's going to be a great game, bro.
All right, I'll give it. And I'm not going to lie, like it took up such a big chunk of my gaming experience. Like, I always kind of root for Call of Duty, but I don't know. I mean, I'll definitely take your advice and I'll check it out.
It's going to cross-platform.
Is it really?
That.
Oh, shit.
They're going to get the market.
I feel like, they're big enough to do it. I mean, Fortnite, wasn't Fortnite working on cross-platform?
They did it. They were the first.
So, on PlayStation 4, I could play with you.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All we have to do is be epic friends and then we're good to go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you wouldn't let me on your Fortnite team.
I'm not even sweaty at that anymore. I get on there just laughing at fun.
I can't build for shit, man.
Oh, I still got it. Oh,
I watched you play so for like fun. 30 seconds and I went cross-eyed, man. You were building a wall sideways and shit. I didn't make any sense out of it.
But, yeah, dude. Too many hours in that game.
But cool. All right, so next on the horizon is... Blackout or Modern Warfare? Just called Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Yeah.
Okay. and that's it. Anything else? I mean, did you get? I mean, so it sounds like I can't think of the name of it. For Honor, that was your bread and butter for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, ranked number one in the world. That's, I mean, in and of itself is insane when you say it. And then Fortnite. And then, didn't you say Siege?
Yeah, I'm playing Siege. Like, I'm not anything special like that, but I have a blast playing it. I make plays. Check me out on Twitter. I got some dope clips for sure on Twitter. I actually hit this guy, Crate. Would you like to see this pistol clip?
Yeah.
Dude. I hit, like, off spawn, I turned and hit a headshot, one shot with the pistol, hit a guy right.
So,
and he had through a wall. Siege is realistic.
I was just gonna say, I mean, no offense, but if I got shot in the head with a pistol, one bullet would probably be all it takes for me.
Yeah.
So.
Siege is, check this clip out.
All right. Oh, damn. You were like 300 feet away with a silencer and everything.
Headshot, dude. I kid you not, I just looked over. I seen, because how Siege is super realistic. So they, like how they board up the windows is legit like I think it's like plank strips. I don't know how they put them up there. So it's like a row of planks. They throw them up there and they pull them down. They staple them in there. So like each one, you could, like if you hit it right, you can remove one. So what people will try to do is they'll try to spawn peek you by taking out a little corner piece and peeking at, because you spawn in a wide open. Anybody in the house, like, because it's attackers and defenders. Attackers coming from outside, defenders and inside.
Right.
So if you're like top floor, you can, like most angles, you can see anywhere outside. So people try to peek you. That's what you try to do to me. And I just had a feeling because they were playing dirty the whole game. I was like, all right, let's see what I can do. And I just seen like the littlest corner. I was like, all right, I feel like his head is right there. So I'm just going to put it. Happened.
Crazy, man.
Pissed myself, dude. I did it before work, too. It was like 30 minutes before work. I went into work, like, oh, this is going to be a good day.
See, man, that's how I used to be, but you are still definitely living the gamer life, man.
Yeah.
I try and get out in the morning, but that 30 minutes of sleep for me, because I'm old as shit.
Yeah.
But no, that's cool. So That's your lineup right now.
Yeah, right now I'm playing a lot of Siege. I've been playing 2K. I just got in playing that just because it was something different. Something like I'm not a sweaty person in there. I just get on there, put up buckets. Yeah.
Like, I don't understand how, like, there's people out there who just play sweaty games.
Yeah.
I need a release, man.
Those are some beasts. Those guys are beasts. Cause I tried it.
I feel like they have Mountain Dew coursing through their veins. Like their blood has been.
You know what it is? There's like gamer energy, Drew.
I know.
I bought some, and whenever I was like playing competitive Fortnite, I like would get tanked off of it, dude. I'm talking about juice. Like you, it was like you know the workout pre-workout.
Yeah.
How it would make you like tingle.
Yeah.
It was like that. So I'm just like playing a game. I'm like, oh, let's go, and it realistically it didn't help. But it did keep me awake.
I was going to say, kept you fucking on edge, man.
Oh, yeah, it kept me awake for sure. And then that's where I got my coffee addiction. So, you know, whenever you first start working there, you always see me with coffee.
Yeah.
And it was rolling from that. Because I was drinking, like, 6 cups of coffee a day. I didn't, like, because, you know, after you're gaming for a long time, you start losing focus.
Sure.
It's just not as fun anymore. I would just drink coffee, and I would get a bunch of energy, and we'd keep going.
You are hardcore as shit. I love every second of it.
Yeah, I would have been.
I'm just glad I didn't have to kill you.
Oh, dude, I was tired.
Oh, I can't even imagine what you're like.
Oh, it was terrible.
I mean, you are young, so you're good for now. Don't do this shit in your 50s, bro. We'll find you with a fucking Xbox 7 controller in your hands and
crippled.
Yeah,
your
hands are gonna have arthritis.
Dusty.
He's been dead for like 15 days, man.
It looks like you won.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
We'll make sure we'll get that. That'll be that snapshot will be on the tombstone. Oh, man.
Just my shriveled hands etched into it.
Oh,
man.
But yeah, I was just going to ask you. I mean, I think I even know I get involved in games. I don't know if, and I do play competitively. I like ranked. I don't know if I've ever, you know, crack the top like 100 of a game. But if man. If I was born 15 years later, would I, hell yeah, I'd try and become a professional gamer. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, you know, when we were walking through Woodfield Mall and these, you know, these 10-year-old kids, they're like, I'm like, holy shit. Like, this is what, this was my dream.
Yes.
You know? Now.
Playing on, and they were playing on, like, high-end gaming computers.
Their shit is, like, top-notch.
It was ridiculous.
I couldn't afford that shit now, and I work for a living, and these kids are playing on these, like, 30-inch UHD monitors and shit.
They were...
There's fucking classes at college, man.
There are. There was a... What college is it? It's Culver Stockton. It's in Missouri or something like that. They have a gaming team. Yeah. An esports gaming team, and they give them college scholarships.
College of... Or, I'm sorry, not College of DuPage. I'm sorry. Not that College of DuPage is not a big college. I'm sorry. DePaul University has a gaming team. They were at C2E2 playing... Overwatch.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's their, that is their, like, what is, I'm trying to think of the name. It's your scholarship for sports.
Yeah.
You can now get it for fucking game. I could qualify.
I had 3 knee surgeries doing like blood, sweat, and tears, 14 hours a day playing football. And you're telling me I could have been doing something I actually loved the whole time?
And you know what? I mean, you might have sprained the thumb once or twice, exactly. But you're not going to, you know.
Broken a couple controllers, you know, sometimes rubbing your thumbs a little raw on the thumbstick or something, but come on.
I know.
I lucked out. I could have done it, man. I lucked out.
I'm telling you. But that's cool. I mean, you know, I don't know. One day, I'm telling you. It's gonna be like the NFL. I mean, I watch Overwatch League now, here and there. Like if I catch it or if I think to watch it, but like it's gonna get there. I know it is. I mean, this the kids now growing up, the 10-year-olds, the 12-year-olds. Mm-hmm. This is their Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. And
exactly like you said, whenever they grow up, like what people like don't fail to realize, like whenever I was growing up. And you were growing up, like, the adults were like, yeah, video games are rotting your brain.
Yeah.
Well, now you got us. We're like, dude,
I'm going to play video games till I'm fucking, till I die.
Exactly.
I mean, I read an article that video games prevent Alzheimer's, I'm going to be playing that shit forever. I'm
telling you, I mean, always going to have to.
And then, you know, you have kids. I want my kid to play games with me. Like, it's something that we could do together. And, you know, it'll keep me young or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know? So, yeah, I mean. I look forward to the future of gaming. Same. I can't wait. Dredd, I'm serious. I need it to be like the Matrix, man.
It's gonna be
plug
crazy.
Me the fuck in.
Have you seen Google Stadia?
No.
I'm not saying Google Stadia is going to. At first, I thought they were. I thought they were going to just, you know, take out Sony and Microsoft. No. They just, like, they're pushing everybody. Like,
is that the controller one? I did see it.
So they're, it's about to be like. No more consoles.
Right.
No more, like, you can play wherever you want. Yes. Any game you want.
Right.
On any platform. That's huge. That's, like, they put so much pressure on. That's, like, why Sony and Microsoft are starting to make so many of their, like, future games cross-platform. Like, I looked up,
That was like, a long time coming, man. That cross-platform shit. I mean, you're still getting the money for the system and the controllers and all the accessories. Mm-hmm. Like, but I should be able to play with, you know, my Xbox friends. Exactly. Like, what the fuck?
And it's not like you're really taking money from them because, like, people who want to play on Xbox are going to play on Xbox no matter what.
Exactly.
People want to play PlayStation no matter what.
And it's the truth. For
the poor Nintendo, like, faithful Nintendo, I only own a Nintendo people. You're just stuck with the Switch, which is good.
It's a great console. I mean, I agree, but it'll never replace a PlayStation or an Xbox. Yeah. It just won't.
I think maybe if Nintendo would have skipped out on the Wii and went like straight to like an actual console, like because Nintendo was number one.
The Wii was groundbreaking.
Yeah,
it put them back in the spotlight. Mm-hmm. Nintendo was unbeatable, and then they did the Wii U. Mm-hmm. And it tanked them. I mean, I didn't even know someone who owned a Wii U.
I don't think I've ever seen one outside of the store.
I was just gonna say that in someone's house, I've never seen it.
I think the thing I see the most in people's houses is like the little weight looking thing. It looks like a scale.
Yeah.
It's like a little floor mat thing that you're supposed to stand on for one of the Wii games. I see that more than anything in people's houses, especially more than Wii U.
Hell yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, that was a misstep.
I think GameCubes are more expensive than Wii U.
I believe it, man.
Like, seriously, I think GameCubes are like $85 and Wii U's probably free. Might
as well be. Here, take this shit. I don't want it anymore. But yeah, no, I do. It's going to be good. I mean, the AR is getting better and better. I mean, it's nowhere near where it, you know, I would have thought it would have been by now. But have you ever done AR?
No, I just have to walk straight into the wall, though.
VR. Augmented reality?
VR.
VR. Virtual reality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, virtual reality. I got to play it for a little bit. I remember
playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah. Some would say I'm addicted. Others would say I'm addicted. So, you know, it happens.
I had someone tell me the same issue.
I think I told you you were addicted.
Probably.
But yeah, I'm sorry. Virtual reality. I mean, it's cool, and I'm in it, but like I said, I mean, I feel like... it's weird. What was I hearing? It was like for a prosthetic. Like people, you know, tragedy. Like somebody loses their arm or something, they developed a... basically like, you know, something that lets them control it kind of with their brain waves. Hmm. And then like a month later, I heard that somebody, I don't know if they took that technology, but they were working on it, where it's like virtual reality, but you can like control the video game with your mind. And like, you can like, it basically like gives you telekinesis in the game. And then like, now they're thinking of like, they say their next step is going to be like drones that you can control with your, like the brainwaves. I'm like, we are getting closer to the Matrix. We are fucking knocking on the door.
I'm not gonna lie, the biggest disappointment in my life will be for that to happen when I am too old to participate.
Dude,
that would destroy me. Like that, like no matter what I achieved in my life, it wouldn't matter if I was not able to participate in that. Because that's like, what is the Ready Player One?
Yes.
It's just like,
fuck that. Yeah, man. Like, that's, I need that on. Shit. I want, give me that. So, come on, no way. Dude, I give it 10 years, and dude, you'll see everyone outside with these fucking headgears on.
Look,
and they're
going to
be just like, fucking making drones. Like, yeah, I can't wait. But, all right, man, I mean, I think you nailed all my questions. You're a great interviewee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm an interviewer. Damn right. So, yeah, I mean, was there anything else you... you wanted to
what got you in the game? You never told me.
I mean, for me, I want to say it was Metal Gear Solid 1, but like after I said that, I think that was the first time I realized what gaming could do.
Okay.
But what really got me into gaming was Mario 64, for sure.
Okay.
I mean, like, no, I take that back. Shit, man, I'm fucking old. I'm trying to think. I think that was like my greatest memory. But I actually love the Sega. I probably would say Sonic. And this one goes out to Chewy, who always takes a shit on this game. But Altered Beast was like one of my first memories. See, I know I'm fucking old. I just got a fucking squint and a head turn there.
I'm just young.
Altered Beast, man, was one of my all-time favorites. Huh. Chewy says it's easy. That motherfucker is full of shit. Because I still to this day, I don't know if I ever... I think I beat the game once in 32 years. Altered Beast is, it's a side-scrolling game and you're two dudes. It's either you play by yourself or you plug in a control and you got a second buddy. And what you do is you are these two dudes who are walking through like these just fucked up levels. One's like a graveyard, then it's a cave, and then it's like a underground tunnel. And what you do is you're running through these and you are fighting like zombies and bats and demons. Okay. And there are these blue dogs you got to punch. You kill these fucking dogs and they give you these orbs. And it says, you get to power up. And you have to power up twice. You go from like a pretty jacked dude to like the fucking Hulk. But then you get that second orb, you turn into a wolf or a dragon or a bear.
Oh, that's dope.
Dope as fuck, man, right? And
what? That is dope.
Yeah, and every level, it's basically like kind of like Mario. Like this bald, creepy motherfucker kidnaps the princess, and at the end of every level, he turns into like this cloud of smoke, and then he's like a fucking eyeball monster or something. So you got to go through and you beat it, and that, like, to me, like, that shit sparked my imagination. I was like, whoa, that's man, dudes can turn into fucking werewolves and shit. They shoot fireballs out their hands.
Yeah,
like, sign me the fuck up for that.
Yep.
You know, so that was that, and it was that and Sonic. I mean, everyone who had a Sega had Sonic.
Yep.
So I did love that. And I mean, but yeah, it was just, it never really stopped. Like, it was Sega, and then Game Boy Color, and the, you know, the N64, which still might be one of the best systems of all time.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I caught Sega like on its like last, and I was born in like 96, and I know, wasn't it 64 was released around like 94, 95, something like that?
Yeah, it was.
And
oh my god,
that's when I like, that was like the 007, that was like my first interaction in a video game.
Yes.
That and what was the other, not the 64, the Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo,
I, playing that as well, I played, like, but I caught that in the back end. My mom just had one, so I was,
I got to play Super Nintendo when I went to, like, my uncles and stuff.
Yeah.
I think one of my buddies growing up had an Atari. And I know three times.
I have one still at home.
That's, like, his jam, but that shit was, I mean, and it's crazy how fast technology works even back then. Like, I mean, I'm playing Sega Genesis, which was a 32-bit game system. And then I go to my buddy's house, like, hey, you want to play Atari? And it's like a fucking square. And I'm like, wait, what is
what's going on?
What am I playing? Oh, I'm like, playing like Pong?
Get batteries?
Yeah.
What I have to put batteries in this. What?
I don't get it, man. But yeah. So yeah, no, that was, and then it just, like, it never left. I mean, and I mean, I am grateful for it. Like, I definitely was that kid who got yelled at by my parents to, like, go outside more. Same. But I think at the end of the day, like, I have built some pretty dope friendships through gaming, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it is a social thing. Like, it's, I mean, yeah, there's, you know, the great first person games, like The Last of Us. Like, you know, like, something. Do you play any, like, you a first person guy ever?
I play to an extent. But anything Rockstar makes.
There you go.
Anything
Grand Theft Auto. Makes.
Anything Rockstar.
You
I'm waiting on the next Midnight Club still.
They're beyond reproach, huh?
I'm waiting on the next Midnight Club still, but they're not going to.
Midnight Club? Shit, dude.
Did you see that they're actually working on GTA 6 now?
Yeah.
It's going to...
It's going to fucking blow my... Like, GTA 4, I remember... I did love Vice City. I played... All right, this is going to date me for sure. But I played GTA 1 and 2 on the PC when it was like a top-down fucking loader and you were in like a little dude... And the cars were an inch. Like, I started GTA, like, for the first game.
You're old.
Thanks, man.
I'm sorry.
Fuck, man.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to be completely honest. Maybe I'm just, like, grew up under a rock or
you
something.
You thought I wouldn't start with GTA 3?
No, I just did. I never seen GTA in that form. I started Vice City was my first GTA.
Vice City was a great game.
Vice City. I started Vice City. Then...
Wait. It was GTA 3 and then Vice City, right?
Possibly.
So you started with Vice City
I think,
in the 80s.
Was it GTA 3?
And then Vice City came out
then
after.
Then there were like the spin-off ones.
Yes.
It was like...
Yeah, Fat Pauly or something.
Fat Pauly, and then there was...
I don't know, that sounded racist, but...
there was like another one, Liberty City.
Yes, Liberty City was another game.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. Rockstar can't really do any wrong for me. Like, there's just some companies like Blizzard... I mean, I played World of Warcraft religiously for years. Now I play Overwatch religiously for years. Like, there's just, Rockstar, Naughty Dog, they're more Sony, so you probably, Uncharted?
Played Uncharted a couple times.
Come on.
I beat the first Uncharted, actually, with my homie.
Respect.
Got halfway through the second one, and then I don't think I just ever finished it.
For all our listeners, whoever you are, mark my words, that in a year's time, I will convince Dredd to switch to the PlayStation. So that is my pledge, and I'll do whatever I have to. If I have to short circuit his Xbox, I will do it.
I actually am switching PlayStation.
Oh, see, my pledge took 30 seconds.
I'm just waiting on the next gen.
Yeah, PS5 is coming holiday of I think next year.
Yeah, next year. And the only next, like, I'm getting a Switch and that's it. So, and then I'm going to have that. I was going to go PC, but it's a lot of money for...
PC, I know PC gamers are like, they think they're the best, and you know what?
No, they know they're the best.
I mean,
bro.
And I get that, and like, yeah, I mean, they are, but I have a hard time justifying, you know, paying $60 for a game. Like, how am I going to justify every 2 years having to pay $200 to upgrade the fucking graphics card? The memories, I mean, nowadays I know you can get like a 2 terabyte hard drive and that mm-hmm. shit should last you. But I don't know, stuff like that is like...
I mean, I'm just like, I just look at it this way, like, yeah, like some people, like if you have the extra cash, sure.
Yeah, yeah, but man,
there's really people who go out of their way to like try to hustle up, like scrape up change to get PCs. And they're like, I'm going to get this PC and it's going to change my life. Yeah. Or become a pro gamer. I mean, it could happen.
Sure.
But ask any pro gamer what they started playing out on, and they're going to say console. There's plenty of pro gamers that play on console.
Absolutely. There's
plenty of them. If you're playing Fortnite, you got Nick Mertz, you got Ghost Aiden, you got, just go on Twitter. Go on Twitter. You can see so many like good pro gamers like on there. Oh,
I mean, and that's
and you can hook up a mouse and keyboard to a console nowadays.
You can.
Like, so save a couple bucks. Go, if you want to drop $100 on a mouse and keyboard, do it. Just, I mean, you're really paying for community in my book.
Like, you are. Like, you're paying, that's what it is at the end of the day. It's the community. I mean, and don't get me wrong. Like, Steam is a cool idea.
Oh yeah.
I mean, and I get that, and I'm not knocking it. Like, if I had disposable income, I'd have a PC for certain. But I mean, console does just fine for me, man.
Well, the thing is too, like what they're trying to do with these next gen consoles, they're trying to take it to like a Steam outlook. So
yes,
eventually, I'm not going to say PCs will never be obsolete because they're freaking PCs.
Having the ability to upgrade will never diminish.
But consoles are stepping their game up, and there's really not as big of a need. They can handle the power to have amazing looking games.
You're getting to that. I think it was Chewy who said it to me, and I'm not sure how long ago it was, but he was basically saying like technology is just going to hit a peak, and you're going to get it to where the graphics and like the guts of a system is going to be. That's it. Like, you're gonna hit that plateau, and you're right, man. Consoles are getting to the point where it's like you can always increase it, but it's like to what degree?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I can get a 4K resolution on my console, what do I need on my PC? Is it got to be 8K, 12K? Yeah. Like, I don't know. So I mean, I look forward to it too. I mean, in your honest opinion, the PS5 and the Xbox 2, whatever they're gonna call it.
Is it the Scorpio?
Scorpio was, I thought that was the code name for the
PlayStation.
Right? No, I thought the Scorpio was the code name for like the Xbox that came out. Like,
I don't even remember.
But I do remember Scorpio.
It's the Xbox. I'm not getting one. So,
but respect. Do you think they're even gonna have slots for discs anymore? Is it gonna all be digital, man?
I don't know, because there's like my brother, like he won't buy digital, and I don't know if it's just because some people like, you know, trust putting your card on the game console, because I think digital is 10 times more convenient. Like, you get to keep your games forever. You don't have to worry about scratching the disc. You don't have to worry about someone stealing them. I mean, you lose your console, you still have your games because they're in the cloud.
Right, they're on your account.
You're good.
Now. All right, devil's advocate. I get a game at $60 and it's a piece of shit. I can go to GameStop and trade that shit in for $30. I get $30 back.
You can turn it back in digitally, like for the full price, because I've done this twice now. As long as you haven't played more than 2 hours of gameplay on there and it's not past 14 days, you can always return whatever. Game wise, like content and stuff like that, no. Like, if you're buying DLCs,
DLCs.
But you can, like, for an actual game, you can always get your money back for it within that 14 days time period and the 2 hours. Because that's what I did with PUBG. I actually played it for an hour and 50 minutes, decided that I fucking hated it, called Xbox. I was like, I don't want my money back for this garbage. And they were like, why? I said, because it's garbage. And
he didn't, you like, remember the first time?
I promise you. He's like, are you serious? I'm on the phone. I'm in college. I'm like, dude, it's the worst fucking game I've ever played in my life. Please give me my money back. He's like, all right. It's
good.
Bad.
Well, at least you got your... Yeah. See, and I guess that's my fear. It's like, yeah, I get a game, I hate it, but it's like I just paid $50 or $60 digital. You can try. That's good to know.
The thing is, like, opposed to, like, getting a hard copy from GameStop, like you said, once you crack that disc open, it loses $30 at GameStop.
That's true.
You don't got to worry about it.
For digital.
Yeah. And I mean, you can play it anywhere.
See, now, the real catch for me, though, man, I got my PS4 is the Pro, and I got 1 terabyte. Mm-hmm. But you got games like fucking Red Dead Redemption that's like 100 gigs. I mean, you start getting games like that on your system and you get 1 terabyte, that's 10 games and you're fucked. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I'm with you though. Like, if Sony and Xbox come out and they're like, hey, PS5 here, it's all digital, but you got 5 terabytes of memory, oh, fuck it, I'm fine with that. Like, yeah. I shouldn't be able to fill up 5 terabytes of memory at one time.
Yeah.
But, like, I think that's the only concern. It's like, I've had to delete some shit because...
Well, you still have it, though.
Oh, no. To your point, but it's like, all right, I get what you're saying, but do you know how long it takes to download a 100-gig game, man? Yeah. Like, shit fucking...
The way I see it, there's at no point in time will I ever be playing 10 games at a rotating 10 games.
Okay. I hear you.
There's not 10 games that exist right now that I would want to fucking play. I have probably 5. I can think of 5 games for me right now that I would go on my console and want to play, and it's no more than that.
Oh shit, man, we are at the 47 minute mark.
Dang.
Yeah, no, it's good, man.
All right,
I love talking to you, dude. I love when we cast with Chewy and Three Toes, but they're not quite avid gamers.
Okay.
I'm doing air quotations for those who are listening. So but yeah, no, it's cool. So I'm going to, I was probably supposed to say that at the start of the cast was, Chewy, thanks for that shitty intro. Chewy, just put this at the start and then edit the rest in. Okay, man, thanks. Any final remarks before we sign off, man?
Oh, man, it was a blast. It was a pleasure. I can't, send me the link to your podcast.
I will.
Because
listeners. www.asteroidfactory.com. It'll take you right to our anchor page, and you can listen to all of our podcasts previous there. And I'll absolutely send it. And be sure to check out Dred's Twitter,
run_DMC_29. Yes, sir.
On Twitter. Sweet. So awesome. Thanks, guys, for listening. And be sure to tune in next time for our next guest. Have a good one.